welcome to the Project Zion podcast. This podcast explores the unique spiritual and theological gifts the Restoration offers for today's world. We aim to feature a variety of guests with roots in the Restoration tradition from Community of Christ and our friends from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The music has been provided by Ben Howington. You can find his music at mormonguitar.com. Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Project Zion podcast. For this episode, I have a collage of 20 mini interviews that I did with various people during the week of World Conference for Community of Christ. As the week progressed, I pulled aside various people to ask them relatively the same questions. And in this episode, I have back-to-back the different people that I interviewed. I hope you enjoy listening to their voices and the things that they have to share for the questions that I asked. For me, World Conference was a first-time experience, me and my wife. We got in to Missouri on Thursday. On Friday, we were able to interview some very special people. And in the following weeks after this episode, and then another episode of the Percolating on Faith series with Carla Long and Tony and Charmaine Shavala Smith, you'll be able to hear those episodes coming up that we recorded prior to World Conference starting. On Saturday, we had wonderful experiences of hearing with passion the Spirit of God being sung on the auditorium floor. I don't think I've ever heard it with that much gusto before. It was a really neat experience. Later that night on Saturday, we were able to attend a Peace Award for Lima Bowie. Sunday, we were able to also attend a main worship service where our friend Don Brown was able to serve us communion. Later that night, we were able to witness some of our friends, Michelle McGrath included, being ordained. Monday night in the temple, we were able to witness the ordination of our dear friend Robin Linkhart and our friend Lachlan Mackay and a woman I had just met at conference, Janae Grover, all being ordained to the Council of 12, along with David Anderson as a high priest. My thoughts of that just after attending was the scripture that came to mind was the spirit of the restoration is not locked in one single institution or time. And I just thought we have it just as much as anybody. And the spirit of the restoration is alive and well with us. Throughout the week, we went to caucus meetings. We went to legislative meetings. And it was just really interesting to see the process of using Robert's Rules of Order and also Common Consent, and how various voices could get together and share vulnerably where they stood with things. Didn't have to be for it, and people could voice against things. That was a new experience for sure. Just my own thoughts, I'm a real fan of the common consent process as we worked through adding a new definition or a new statement on tithing. We were also able to add the words of council from 2013, we voted and passed that as section 165 to be added to the canon of the Doctrine and Covenants. That was a very special experience too, as Steve Easy with his wife, being followed with a few others, came back into the auditorium floor. As the week wore on, we were able to see people get a little bit more anxious to close out debates. All week long, we were sitting right next to the signers. They were right next to us. And one of the things that came up later on in the legislation was to add closed captioning to the media we produce as a church. When it became apparent that the majority of people were in favor of it, of course we had people that wanted to close out the debate so we could vote on it and pass it. It was closed so fast that one of the women there that was helping sign wasn't able to suggest an amendment before the debate was closed and we were ready to vote. And trembling, she said, "It's just a short amendment that would have helped our brothers and sisters that can't read." And she went back and just started weeping. I looked up and saw Steve Easy and Scott Murphy just overlooking things and reading things together. And Scott Murphy came back and apologized that we had to follow rules like that. But if no one was in objection to, he asked if it'd be all right if we added her amendment. And the whole room erupted into clapping. It was just such a neat experience for something I've never experienced before. All in all, it was an amazing week. Some of the legislation meetings did run long. I understand why people say, oh, it's such a long process. But it's just very interesting to see how things progressed and how people moved over time to a different direction or how the body moved. And it was just a very neat experience. Anyway, without adding any more, I hope you enjoy these 20 mini interviews that I was able to have with people throughout the week, from the beginning of the week to the end. Thanks, everybody. What's your name?
My name is Keith McMillan.
Where are you from and what congregation do you attend?
Well, I live here in Independence now, but I'm president of 70, and my area is the Southeast United States and South Central states.
Awesome. Have you been to World Conference before?
Yes, I have. Thanks for asking. This is like my, I'm 54, and I think I've come all 54 years. Just
all 54 years. That's awesome. What keeps you with Community of Christ? What do you love about it?
Well, I love everything about it. I've been a member all my life. When I got baptized when I was 8, I was so happy about it that I did a cannonball into the baptismal font and washed my dad's Bible off of it. But Community of Christ, to me, is the best of who we are. We're a fellowship of people who want to make a difference in our world, but we love people. And so that's what I like about Community of Christ. That's what keeps me going.
Love for people.
Love for people, not only inside, but the people inside are always looking for other people to join that fellowship.
And then one last question. What do you think is the defining issue of this conference? What is your view?
The defining issue could be the issue of tithing. I think we've got to be really serious and thoughtful about how we give to the church. And the reason I give to the church is because I believe in the mission of the church. What we're doing makes a difference in people's lives. And so any way that we can make that the forefront of what people do in generosity is the way that this conference should be handled. And I'll be really excited about that if we can come together and a consensus, but we can start to live at our true capacity. That's what I would be hopeful for.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Keith McMillan.
Hey, thank you very much, Josh Mangelson.
So what's your name?
Kristen Mackay.
Where are you from and what congregation do you attend?
I'm from Nauvoo, Illinois, and I attend the Nauvoo congregation.
Awesome. Have you attended World Conference before? I'm going to assume yes, right?
I have, yes.
What is your favorite story, best memorable experience at conference?
I think probably when I was a delegate when I was 14 and we did the groundbreaking for the temple and I was one of the temple groundbreakers.
Oh, wow. What do you love about Community of Christ and what keeps you in it?
I think it's just such a neat community of people. Wherever you go, our churches, they even kind of smell the same. They smell like potlucks from the past and future. And wherever we go, you kind of know what you're going to get as far as the people are so friendly and welcoming. So it can feel like home when you've walked into a congregation for the first time.
Well, thank you so much, Kristen.
Thank you.
So what's your name?
My name is Shane Gabriel.
Where are you from and what congregation do you attend?
I live in Dallas, Texas, and I attend the Mesquite congregation.
Have you ever been to World Conference before?
Yes, I have. The first conference I attended was 2004, so this is my second one.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite story or memory to the conference?
Not specifically related to conference, but did you want to know about a favorite memory I had about my experience in the church in general? Because I can tell you that one.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it was actually before I was even baptized. I had the pleasure of meeting Wallace B. Smith, who was prophet president at the time, who's and of course he's a direct descendant of Joseph Smith Jr. And so I had the pleasure of meeting him when he came out to California when I was living out there.
I just met him last Friday. He's a great man. What do you love about Community of Christ, and what keeps you in it?
I would say the thing that that keeps me in it is the is continuing revelation and an open canon of Scripture, because that was one of the big issues that caused me to switch from the LDS Church. Because in the LDS Church, they say they believe in continuing revelation, but they don't regularly add to the Doctrine and Covenants. And one of the things that attracted me to the RLDS Church, as it was called back then, was that all of the prophets from Joseph Smith III all the way up to Wallace B. Smith that at that time had revelations published and canonized in the DNC.
What do you think the defining issue of this conference is, and what is your position on it?
I believe the defining issue would be to add the words of counsel and make it 164, I believe, of the Doctrine and Covenants, and I'm in support of it.
All right, well, thank you so much, Shane Gabriel, everybody.
Thank you.
So I'm here with Roy Schmidt. So Roy, where are you from and what congregation do you attend?
I'm from Orem, Utah, and I belong to the Salt Lake City congregation.
This is your first time attending World Conference. What have you liked about it so far?
Actually, I've liked everything about it so far. I've enjoyed the music, I've enjoyed the spirit, I've enjoyed the fellowship, and I've learned an awful lot.
That's great. What drew you to Community of Christ? Just speaking to Roy, he joined around the same time I did, so I just want to know what drew you to Community of Christ.
One of the things that drew me was the fact that I didn't like the way my former church, which happened to be the LDS Church, was treating my brothers and sisters. I thought that it was very unchristlike.
What do you think the defining issue is this conference that we're here for, and what is your position on it?
That's a very interesting question. I'm interested in the resolution that we're going to be voting on regarding priesthood, and I hope that the resolution passes.
So I'm here with Bob Cadman. Bob, where are you from and what congregation do you attend?
We're from the Ogden, Utah congregation. I'm the pastor there.
You live in Ogden?
Yeah, we live in Ogden, and the church is also in Ogden.
I assume that you've been to a lot of world conferences. Do you have a favorite story or memory of one of these conferences?
Well, I think the biggest thing, I've gone to the conferences since about 1980, and it's just interesting to see how they evolve all the decades of going to them. And they've become so much more informal. The first ones, it was all men with suits and ties, and now it's just a very colorful diversity of people from all over the world sharing. And it seems like the more informal it is, the more people are willing to share.
Yeah, that makes sense. What do you love about Community of Christ, and what keeps you in it?
How are you?
Other than my wife's family being one of the original starts of the RLDS Community of Christ, I think the biggest thing that keeps me in it is one word, and that is agency. everything that I do that I believe, it is strictly my personal agency, and that fits in very well with the theology of the community of Christ.
No, I agree. Would you say that there's a defining issue of this conference? And if what that is for you, do you have a position on it?
Well, there's two of the issues deal with priesthood morality. And I think that is something that will be dealt with. I don't know whether it will be finalized at this conference. I have a feeling that will be something pushed out at least one more conference, because it's a very divisive issue of telling priesthood what they can or they cannot do. Because if you lay down a law to the priesthood, thou shalt not, you're going to lose a lot of priesthood. But yet, if it becomes too liberal, you're going to offend a lot of the conservative members of the church.
Right. So it's more of leaning towards a principle-based or a role-based. Which one would you be more in favor, principle-based or role-based?
I think it's going to have to be a principle-based, again, going back to my previous statement, based on agency.
All right, Bob Cadman, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
This is Ben Smith from Australia.
What congregation do you attend in Australia?
I'm a bit of a floater. I like to cruise around. I actually work for the church there, so I support different congregations down in Victoria, down in the south, in a southern state.
Is that on the east side or west side?
It's on the east side.
Okay. Have you been to World Conference before?
I have. This is my third conference in a row.
Do you have a favorite story or memory that you would like to share?
I actually think when our Peace Award was awarded just yesterday to Lema, that was an amazing experience, and I think I was very proud to be a part of Community of Christ last night, and in that we are just promoting action and justice, and I think it's amazing that we can join together with other people to invite them into our assembly here to share with them.
I agree. What do you love about Community of Christ and what keeps you in it?
For me at the moment, I because I work for the church, it's kind of, there's a little bit of, there's a reason to be in it. I get paid every month. But other than that, I think there's a lot of synergies between my life and Community of Christ, in that the principles in which it portrays and lives are ones that I want to embody in my own life. Things like all are called and the worth of all persons, and particularly at the moment in this conference, continuing revelation, where we listen to God and we capture God's spirit and voice in our time and our place, and I think that's a pretty powerful, pretty unique thing.
Yeah, that's great. What do you think the defining issue is of this conference, and do you have a position on it?
It seems to be that it's probably around tithing and generosity. My position is that the words of counsel actually provide plenty of substance and meaning around what is generosity and what is tithing. And I think that it's a response to one's discipleship. And it is when we experience God's grace in our life and find ways in which we can give back to those in need and to the community that we live in. So I think that's probably, for me, one of the most defining issue that we're dealing with today.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm speaking with Carla Long. Carla, where are you from and what congregation do you attend?
I'm originally from Kansas, but I actually work for Community of Christ in Europe for just a little bit longer, and I attend a church in Independence, Missouri.
I assume this is not your first World Conference. Do you have a favorite story or memory about conferences before?
A couple conferences ago, when we were discussing what is now Section 163 in the Doctrine and Covenants, I remember we were discussing it, and it was there was a pretty intense moment when we were talking about it. And one of my friends, Christian Scoresmith, stood up and said, "Folks, you really need to think about this document because it is a dangerous document." And I was thinking, a dangerous document, what does he mean? And he went on to explain that if we say that this is scripture, then we actually have to follow it. And that has meant something to me ever since then. That was about maybe 12 years ago or so.
What do you love about Community of Christ and what keeps you in it?
Well, I love a lot of things about it, but my favorite thing is probably hugs, because I have so many friends and the community is super, super important to me. I also really love potlucks. And what I love absolutely most of all is our belief in the worth of all persons.
Who do I have the pleasure to speak with?
My name is Kuzma Brudsky, and I'm from Ukraine, Kiev.
What congregation do you regularly attend?
So, I am living in Kiev and supporting the Kiev congregation, Kiev Central Congregation. But I was working as the missionary coordinator for Euro-Asia, so I had chance to attend many congregations across the Europe, like Georgia and Russia and in around Ukraine. So I'm blessed to see a lot of people. To meet a lot of people, to work, to start new congregations around the Euro-Asia. So,
awesome. Is this your first World Conference that you've been to?
This is my second World Conference.
Do you have a favorite story or memory for the conference that you've been to or this one?
My favorite is to see some old friends and meet new friends. Well, I remember very well my first 70s meeting 4 years ago when they voted to give me the right to be the part of the voting process, because I wasn't ordained yet into the 70s. I just was on my preparations. Somehow that was the most memorable. I don't know why. It's weird, I know.
Okay. What do you love about Community of Christ and what keeps you in it?
Well, I like that we honor the personal theology of the people and not do the tests of faith, what is called, and so that we have this unique opportunity to share diversity of each other and be united in Christ. And that's very important for all of us in Ukraine, because most of the churches are fundamental, and sometimes you can find this opportunity in just sharing in the spirit of acceptance.
Right. All right, Kuzma, thank you very much. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Parker Johnson.
Where are you from, and what congregation do you attend?
That's a bit of a complicated question, but I'm originally from the Seminole, Oklahoma congregation, born and raised in Oklahoma, and I've just gotten a job as a young adult minister in Canada West Mission Center in Calgary, Alberta.
Nice. So in transition at this time. Is this your first World Conference?
No, it's actually my second.
Okay. Do you have a favorite story or memory of going to conference?
Honestly, I remember last conference was my first conference, so 2013. And some of the topics were very near and dear to my heart, but hearing people on both sides of the discussion really feeling for the other side, I think was just a wonderful experience, just to see that people truly care for one another and that it's not just all about me against you or us against them type of mentality. So it's that sense of community, I think, that I love to experience when I come here.
Right. It's just like one big family. What do you love about Community of Christ and what keeps you in it?
Can I say repeat? The same type of thing, I think. I've had the pleasure of working in the church around the world in different capacities, volunteering in different ways, and it's just the fact that you can get off a plane ride of 14 hours and go straight into a community of Christ church where they don't even speak English, and you just know that you're in a community of Christ church. The people are so loving, everyone's so inviting, and it's just, I don't know, high-quality folks, I just guess I would say.
Right. What do you think one of the most pressing issues that faces this church is at this time? And that doesn't need to be one of the resolutions at this specific conference.
I think, for me at least, I think continuity and struggling with I think the word fragmenting comes to mind. I feel as though in the past, our entire history, we've had fragmenting issues that have caused different people to leave or be hurt in different ways. And I think understanding how to come to some sort of consensus without hurting people is an incredibly difficult task. But it's one that I think every time we meet for World Conference, we get a little bit better at it and a little bit better at it. So I know that's not a specific issue, but I think as far as the process goes, I think that's one of the most important things we can work on getting better at.
All right, Parker Johnson, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So here I am speaking with Joanne Fisher. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
So I'm assuming that you've been to many world conferences.
I have, for probably 15, 20 years.
Do you have a favorite memory or story of any of those conferences?
I do, and that would have been the conference right after that we approved the ordination of women. And I sat in the communion service and watch men and women for the first time come off the balcony. I'm sorry, I'm emotional. It still kills me to think of it. Side by side, people I love in a place that I love, doing what I knew was God's will. And I think of it every time I come to conference.
What do you love about Community of Christ and what keeps you in it?
What keeps me in it are the people and how loving and open and sacrificial they really are. This is my tribe, and it always will be.
What do you think one of the most pressing issues we face as a church is today?
I think the most pressing thing we face as a church today is our own busyness and being able to put the church and mission to live more holistically so that what we do brings forth the kingdom of God.
I like that answer. And I forgot to ask you, where are you from and what congregation do you attend?
Okay. I'm from Idaho, and I attend the Boise congregation, but I'm a Mission Center employee, so I'm kind of all over the place.
Right, right. Well, Joanne, thank you very much.
Thank you, Josh.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Henning Müller aus München, Deutschland.
So you're from Germany or Deutschland?
Yeah, I'm from Munich, Germany. Yes, that's it.
So just to fill people in, Henning, just like me, is a convert from the LDS Church. And when did you join Community of Christ?
I joined Community of Christ in September of 2015 together with my wife, Chantal.
Right. So is this your first World Conference?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I've never been to a World Conference. I've never been to a Mormon General Conference either, for that matter. But yeah.
Okay. What have you liked about this conference so far?
Oh, there have been so many things. So it's only 3 days in the making, right? And there's a lot more on moving forward in the next couple of days. But so far, there have been really a number of things. So one of the things that I really noticed was we had Nobel Peace Prize laureate Lemar Bowie come in, who is running a project in Liberia for which she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and I was just blown away. awestruck by the level of her intelligence and the strength of character and her charisma. I was just absolutely mind-blowing. So that was quite an experience to see Stephen Veazey present the award of Community of Christ to Lamar, and that was quite amazing. So that's that was one thing. The other thing that I noticed, and that was clearly quite impressive, you know, people coming from a Mormon background will understand, is the creation of Scripture. What we've seen here is that Stephen Veazey created the words of counsel into a Doctrine and Covenant section 165, and that's definitely a process that's never that I've never witnessed before, and actually was able to participate in and vote on. So now,
right, neither have I.
Of Christ, yeah. I mean, that is just something that you just don't do that, right? In Mormonism, Doctrine and Covenants essentially is a closed canon, even though it's not called that. And Revelations tie into the Handbook of Instructions, whereas here you actually have a continuous and open canon of Scripture that's building out. And I was able to discuss on it, to share my thoughts about it, and or potentially would have been able to in front of the entire World Conference. Now, that is quite an impressive thing. So it was nice to be part of that.
No, I agree. It was an awesome experience. Something I've never experienced before in my life. So you probably mentioned a few of the things, but what do you love about Community of Christ, and what drew you to it?
Well, what drew me to it was, I think I've got a, you know, through my experience of disaffecting from Mormonism, which took about 13 years to do, I think what really impresses me about it is that Community of Christ is as odd as I am, just about. You know, it's colorful, it's got its good side, its bad sides, it's got its complexity, which is, and that is something what I like. I don't like cookie cutter answers to complex questions, right? I would want a community that pays respect to that, where I can Christ lived out in the community itself. I don't need some exoteric divine being somewhere out there above and beyond that is dictating revelation. I want to actually participate in the process of bringing revelation about, and having Christ do the same with me together. So maybe that's abstract, but I guess that's what attracts me to it. But as a bottom line, it's more of an open space. I can actually breathe, and that is what I like about it.
Yeah, I like that. It's a place where you can breathe. So in this short time that you've been a member, what would you say is, since you've become more familiar with the community, what would you say is more pressing issues that you see in the church right now?
Yeah, one of the pressing issues of Community of Christ really seems to be the fact that it's not aware of its own strengths, right? It still seems to be struggling with its own history, and the fact that it's actually a place where continuous revelation is taking place, or at least what members understand it to be, doesn't seem to be a topic that they understand as their own strength and to the full impact of what it can be. Us from a Mormon background, we can understand what it means, that we can actually participate in that process. So that is one pressing issue. It should come to a realization of what it is, moving into the 21st century.
Right. Well, Henning Mueller, I want to thank you so much for participating with me this night.
Yeah, Josh, it's been fun. Thanks a lot.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Velton Peabody.
So, Velton, where are you from, and what congregation do you attend?
Originally from Maine, but live now in Independence, and I attend Stone Church.
It's right behind us where we're sitting, pretty much.
It is.
So I'm assuming that you've been to many world conferences. Do you have a favorite story or memory from conferences past, or maybe this one?
Of course, the greatest for me was the National Conference of 2013.
Why is that?
That's because the path was paved for LGBT rights privileges within the church.
That's right. Was it just a good memory of the process of that being passed?
The realization, the actualization after working on it through Gala and WSDN for so many years.
Oh, yeah, I agree. So what do you love about Community of Christ, and what keeps you in it?
I like it because it's so welcoming. I feel at home. I have belonged to three different congregations here in the last 12 years, 11 years since I moved here. I didn't move around because I was upset with any congregation, but changing needs, different ministries I was interested in.
What would you say is one of the more pressing issues that the church faces at this time?
Financial.
Meeting the needs of the mission?
Yes, yes. The funding of the mission.
Right. Well, Welton, thank you a lot.
Very welcome.
Have the pleasure of speaking with.
Hi, this is Jana Horner.
Where do you live and what congregation do you attend?
I live in Centennial, Colorado, which is part of the Denver metro area, and I attend the Greenwood Village Community of Christ.
So have you been to a lot of world conferences?
This is my fourth world conference, and I've been to other events out here, Peace Colloquy, a few things like that. So a few, not a lot, but a few.
Nice. Do you have a favorite story or memory from past events?
I would say maybe, and it's not just one little story, but I think the favorite thing for me is just being with people, having the opportunity to meet people from all over the world, and to see the process about how everybody takes it serious and can participate, even if they disagree or, you know, agree, that they can all feel like we're one big family. That is something that brings me back time and time again.
Right, that's been something new for me. It's like, oh, they just said that and they're not ostracized for that.
Right.
What do you love about Community of Christ and what keeps you in it?
I think there's a couple of things. One is that we're progressive in our thought, and the other is we still really take seriously that God is still speaking to us, that it's not all said, that we have to listen for where we're going next on the journey. And it just continues to unfold. And that's exciting to me. I know it's scary at times because change happens, but that's what keeps me here.
Right. If there's one thing that you want to say is a pressing issue of the church at this time, what would that be? Doesn't need to be one of the resolutions, per se.
Okay. I think discovering what it really means to live into the mission initiative, specifically abolishing poverty and ending suffering and pursuing peace. What does that really mean? Because those are huge and they're important, and they will cause us maybe to examine some of the things that we might hold near and dear to us, especially in the United States. When it comes to abolishing poverty, I think we have to look at that seriously.
I do too. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's good talking with you.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Kevin Harper.
So, Kevin, where are you from and what congregation do you attend?
Well, I was originally from Woodbine, Iowa, and I moved to Prescott, Arizona when I was 13. And then I've settled with my family in Anthem, Arizona, which is a suburb of Phoenix. And it's about 20 minutes north of our congregation, and we go to Thunderbird West.
Okay. So not too far away from where you grew up?
Well, actually, I grew up in Prescott, which is an hour and a half north of where I live now, so not too far.
Okay. Have you been to World Conference before?
I was here when I was 13, and that would have been in 1986 with my good friend Aaron Shear, and we attended several conferences together. Just loved it as a kid. But I haven't been to World Conference since I was a student at Graceland in the mid-90s.
Okay. Do you have a favorite memory or story?
Well, you know, I just remember hanging out with Aaron Scheer and, you know, having fun with other, you know, junior and senior high kids and just having the whole conference to ourselves, we felt like, and sitting in the balcony during the sessions and just the whole time was a great time, and which was one of the reasons I wanted to come back this year, because my little girl was old enough to be in conference kids, and so that was motivation to be back here this time, and well worth it because she's just having a blast.
Really good. What do you love about Community of Christ and what keeps you in it?
Well, I'm suspicious that you're probably hearing the same answer, but the people, relationships.
The people I've heard about it,
yeah. Yeah, relationships and, you know, the relationships that you meet, you know, way back when I was 13 at World Conference. I still run into the same people now, and it might have been 25 years separate, but as soon as you meet them, you have an instant connection.
Right, so kind of like a reunion of sorts.
Absolutely.
What would you say one of the pressing issues of the church that it faces today?
Well, I mean, obviously the budget's a big thing right now, and, you know, a lot of heartache with job loss, and you know, we need to remember those that have lost jobs, and for me, you know, the church is about those relationships, and so for me, that is the most pressing issue, is to take care of those people that are hurting.
Right. No, I agree. Well, thank you a lot, Kevin.
You're welcome.
So, back on the podcast is Del Luffman. Del, remind everybody where you live and what congregation you attend.
We live in Redmond, Oregon, and attend the Redmond, Oregon congregation.
So, I assume you've been to many world conferences before. Do you have a favorite story or memory of going to conference?
I've got lots of memories of going to conference. I think one of my favorite memories is in 1980... when I had just gone under church appointment. I came to the conference, and we were getting quite a bit of pushback on being involved in ecumenical work and ecumenical activity. And where I was serving the church, that was important. And so I introduced into the High Priest Quorum legislation to get authorization to kind of protect us with a resolution that would affirm ministers of the church being involved in interfaith and ecumenical relationships. And it passed.
Nice.
And as a result of that, we began to build some of the foundations that ultimately led later on in the year 2010 for us to have changed attitudes and aptitudes to the place where we were in a position to make make application for membership in the National Council of Churches, and were received unanimously by the General Assembly of the National Council of Churches in New Orleans in November of 2010.
That's awesome. Did they have too many hang-ups with a Restoration Church joining?
Well, the difficulty was for us to prove who we were and not who people thought we were. And to be able to identify our distinct characteristics, which, you know, are quite different in many ways, and for us to be identified as a Christian church,
right,
in their eyes.
Okay. What do you love about Community of Christ and what keeps you in it?
Oh, my. How long do we have? I think what I like about Community of Christ is the nature that it is a community that has formed and continues to form around, I think, some very good impulses that have arisen out of our historical sojourn from the beginning and continue to be affirmed and sometimes morph into new forms and new expressions, and yet in the prophetic tradition, a tradition that is becoming.
Right, but yet keeps the same spirit in a way.
Yes, that's correct. It's I call that the prophetic voice or the prophetic life of the community. We have a way of talking about not simply a church with a prophet, but a church that has become prophetic.
Right. So what would you say is one of the more pressing issues that the church faces now?
I think what we face that is a critical issue is one that I think almost every Christian church faces, and that is the very significant influence of secularism and how that just pervades who we are, and how do you enunciate a credible faith experience that is informed and knowledgeable and in so being is able to equip people to walk in faith in a world that tends to be a bit hostile to that.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Del.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm sitting here with Emily Rose. Emily, can you remind everybody where you're from and what congregation or congregations you attend?
Hi, Project Zion World. I live in Southern California in a town called Claremont, and I serve as a pastor for the Southern Utah Emerging Congregation. And on weeks that I'm not there, I attend in Orange, California. So that's kind of my two groups of folks.
Right. And you just graduated, right?
I did. I just finished my Master of Divinity from Claremont School of Theology.
Congratulations.
Yay! Thanks.
I'm assuming that you've been to World Conference before. Do you have a favorite story or memory from conferences before?
So this is my third conference. The first time I came when I was about 12, and I remember pulling up to the auditorium and being shocked that we could fill that building because I was used to such a small congregation. And actually, my favorite memories, I have a lot of them, but what sticks out is what happened at National Conference in 2013. I was able to watch from the balcony because I wasn't a delegate, but watching the community share stories from lots of perspectives on full LGBT inclusion in our church and sort of watching people's hearts change on that was just a really beautiful and powerful experience.
Right. What do you love about Community of Christ and what keeps you in it?
Oh my gosh, that is a really big question. I think first and foremost, I love the people. I love our story. I love continuing revelation and that we continue to try and listen to God speaking to us today, and that our faith journey is dynamic, that we continue to move in this unfolding way, and we view God as that way. So that keeps me going.
What would you say is one of the bigger issues that the church faces today? And that doesn't need to be necessarily a resolution at this specific conference.
I I don't know. I think one of our biggest things that comes off the top of my head is just our financial budget situation that we've been talking about, although I am super jazzed about how the presiding bishopric has been moving forward with transparency and really trying to bring everybody to the table. But that's something that we definitely should pay attention to. I think another big issue that is facing our church as well as just the broader Christian church in general in the United States and in the Western world in particular is sort of how we grapple with faith and questions of postmodernism and not having all of the answers. Right. So how do we be a faithful people and also live in that mystery of not needing to have a list of specific beliefs?
Right.
So.
All right. Well, Emily, thank you very much.
Thank you, Josh.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
John Hetherington.
Where are you from, John, and what congregation do you attend?
I'm from Oregon. I attend Cottage Grove Congregation.
Is this your first World Conference, or have you been before?
I've been many times before.
Do you have a favorite story or memory from conferences before?
I guess just a favorite story would be meeting old friends, seeing everyone from all over the world. I think that's the best part of conference.
Yeah. What do you love about Community of Christ and what keeps you in it?
I would say the community. It's a family aspect. It's loving and open and diverse and accepting, and that's really important to me.
What do you think one of the bigger issues that the church faces at this time?
I think just kind of figuring out who they want to become in the future. The church is kind of in a transition right now, and so I think going forward, just kind of figuring out what they're going to do next is really important.
Right. All right, John. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm here, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Don Brown from Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's the one that ordained me a priest. So you're in Santa Fe. What congregation is that down there?
Josh, I attend church in two places, Santa Fe, New Mexico, where we have a small Community of Christ group. We do house church there about once, twice a month. And I also attend church in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is a larger group, not quite an hour's drive from where I live.
Right. So and then you're up in Arizona with your mom frequently, too, it seems like.
Yeah, from time to time, I visit family in northern Arizona and attend church there.
And you've been to many world conferences, correct?
First World Conference I ever attended when I was at Graceland College was the 1984 World Conference. I was a freshman at Graceland College, and that was the year that Doctrine and Covenants Section 156 came to the church. And that was the first World Conference I ever attended. I've been attending most of them since then.
Do you have a favorite memory or story of all those conferences you've attended?
Favorite memory or story? Yeah, actually, this World Conference right now, 2016 World Conference, Sunday morning, I had the opportunity to provide music in the temple before the communion service for an hour. It was an amazing spiritual and personal experience to play music. I'm a strings teacher and a strings performer, and I got to play in the temple sanctuary for about an hour. And I never thought I would ever get that opportunity to do that. And I did this week. It was a mountaintop. I loved it.
Right. And I think that's what brought you out for this one. You're like, well, I got to go now. Right.
Partly. And I ended up being a delegate about a month before World Conference. I got a call from our area saying that they were short delegates. And they said, Don, you need to be a delegate and you need to get to go. And the next day I got a call from the worship team here in Independence asking me if I would provide music. I have another favorite memory. About 10 years ago, I was asked to help do French translations, and I was translating it. This is my funny memory of conference. I was translating for a budget meeting in the auditorium chamber, and my French was a little bit rusty with numbers, and I was trying to do instantaneous translation from English into French. Mm-hmm. And when they finally took the last vote before they adjourned for the lunch break, at that point, my brain was just scrambled. And the motion was, all those in favor of approving the budget as now amended and presented, please make it known by raising your hand. And I said in French, toutes les personnes ici qui sont préparées de soutien le budget financièrement qu'on présente, voulez-vous lever votre bras? And I said, voulez-vous lever votre brasier? And what I said in French is, all those who are ready to present to approve the budget, make it known by raising your bra, is what I said in French.
So your arm, yeah.
And the Tahitians just burst out laughing for 10 minutes, and they fell in love with me. And the next day they came to conference, and all the Tahitian ladies pulled out of their tote bags all their bras and said, we're ready to vote.
Nice.
And that is a sweet memory. They loved me.
What do you love about Community of Christ? What keeps you in it, Don?
I was born and raised Community of Christ. My dad was a convert. And on my mom's side of family, the Community of Christ goes back about 5 generations to my great-great-grandfather. And I think what's kept me in the church, it's like a thread that runs through my life, all the places I've lived and worked and taught, people who loved me and invested in me and helped me to grow spiritually and see what I could become. And see that this church has a call to be a prophetic people. And I think in many ways we're like a seed. There are many good forces at work in the world that do lots of good. Many churches. But Community of Christ is a relational church. It's like being part of a family. We have a sense in that is so strong. It's a sense that we belong to each other. And even when we sometimes disagree, and we bump up against each other, or we deal with hard questions, there's still an intense love that permeates this church. At times when I've been tempted to just want to quit and walk away, there's people that loved me enough to remind me that this is still home.
What do you think is one of the major issues that the church might face at this time?
Probably a couple things. We have got to learn to grow. We have to share our message better. We cannot always be a small little church of 250,000 people. I think we're better than that. We have to find ways to share what we believe in, not in ways that are aggressive or pushy, but to invite people who are searching for a place to belong. I think in lots of little ways we're starting to do that, but we have to do that in much more intentional ways. And to do that, we have to be willing to accept a broad diversity of people. I think we're very good at that. But we still have to have a core of what we are.
Right.
We have got to grow. So I think there are many people out there that are searching for a spiritual home that Community of Christ has to offer.
And sometimes we don't know the strength that we have, right?
Exactly, Josh. Like, for example, many Latter-day Seekers who've come into contact with Community of Christ over the last 4 or 5 years, they have told me, such as yourself and your wife, that this church has become a home, and there's so much love here. And we're an international church. We're not just a North American, white Anglo-Saxon church anymore. We've proven that we're a church of all kinds of people, and I think that's one of our strengths. We just have to share that better, more intentionally.
All right, well, thank you very much, Don.
Thank you, Josh. I'm glad you're here this week.
Yep.
Christians, by our love, by our...
back on the podcast is Robin Linkart. Thank you, Robin.
Hey, Josh. I just want to share with everyone that this World Conference has been an amazing spiritual experience. There's been such a sense of peace and unity in the midst of a really challenging time in the life of the church. I think it was healing for all of us to come together from all over the world and to reclaim that which binds us and to celebrate how we experience God living in and through us. And we're leaving with such a sense of inspiration and call and rebirth and new life. And I am so excited to see what's going to happen in the world when we go out. So I'll see you at World Conference 2019, and I expect all these delegate seats to be full.
Right. Thanks, Robin. How was it sitting on the rostrum as a newly ordained apostle?
Well, that was a totally new experience. It was a little overwhelming the first few days, but I really sensed a spirit of peace descend, not just on the whole body, but on the rostrum as well, and on a deep understanding that this is my call in this time and this place, and that God will be with me as I go out, and that we as a body are all in this together. It's not just about me, it's about all of us together. So it was a confirmation and affirming of my call, and also the support of the church for each one of us.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Robin.
Thank you.
We'll see ya.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Justin DeLong from the Bountiful Mission Center.
So where is Bountiful Mission Center?
Bountiful Mission Center is in Southern Ohio and Western West Virginia.
So what congregation do you attend?
The West Portsmouth Congregation in Portsmouth, Ohio.
Have you been to World Conference before?
This is my first time.
First time. Now that it's over, do you have a favorite memory or story about this conference?
As most, probably the Spirit of God Like a Fire is Burning, being sung by the conference.
Right when it opened. If you haven't experienced that, I'd say do at least once in your lifetime. That was amazing for me, too. What do you love about Community of Christ and what keeps you in it?
My primary experience with Community of Christ was in an inner city ministry that reached out to those whose society often deemed as unlovable and unworthy. And I've seen them open their arms and doors and embrace them and really take the message of Christ into their lives and transform them. And that's what has interested me in the church, although my family has been in the church for six generations.
What do you think is one of the most pressing issues that the church faces at this time?
Outreach. To actually be bold and courageous enough to follow where God is leading us, even when it makes us uncomfortable. I think we've become complacent.
Right. All right. Well, Justin DeLong, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Project Zion is sponsored by the Latter-day Seekers team from Community of Christ. The views expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official views of the Latter-day Seekers team or of Community of Christ.